You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our regular weekly visit with John Gissey, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. John, it's always good to have you with us.
It's always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, John, I know you're part of the conservative side of the aisle, and it's been a difficult week given the election results. But the good news for you, John, is that your election predictions this year have been pretty close to being accurate, so we're going to give you definite credit on that. We're going to play your clips from last week and then let you analyze why you were right for the most part on these things. First of all, here's what you said on who would win the presidency.
I'd say Barack Obama would win, not by any landslide, but certainly not by the kind of slim and controversial margin with which George W. Bush was elected in 2000. It would be close but decisive.
John, some may say that it was at least a little bit of a landslide, but in the end, how was Obama able to win so many of those critical swing states?
Well, I think good old elbow grease, organization, and the same kind of skills that the president-elect developed as a community organizer paid off, and also the skills that were honed in his years toiling for Mayor Daley's machine in Chicago. Everywhere I talked to people around the country, there were lines waiting for people to work phone banks, lick stamps, drive voters to the poll on behalf of Barack Obama. Others tried to pitch the same kind of enthusiastic scenario for John McCain, but when I talked to folks a little removed from the campaign, they said it was the same old people who were working phone banks on the Republican side.
John, we're already seeing some of the president-elect's administration take shape. We've learned today that Rahm Emanuel, who worked in the Clinton administration and has been a member of the Democratic House leadership team, has agreed to be the new chief of staff. What does he bring to the job?
Well, a lot of political skills, drive, and the fear element. I've certainly read accounts of him flying off the handle, using foul language, and pushing contributors to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. And while it may not get him invited to some garden parties, it certainly has led to his reputation as a skilled campaign manager and fundraiser. In addition, I remember Rahm Emanuel before he held office when he was the political director in the Clinton White House during impeachment. Someone like that is not going to be shy in retiring, I assure you.
Robert Gibbs is a name that some may remember from being on the Obama team. It looks as though he will be the press secretary, although I don't know that that's been made official yet. What do you make of his abilities?
Well, I think they're very good. I met Robert Gibbs at the Christian Science Monitor press breakfast when he and another strategist explained why the Democratic nominee was going to abjure federal matching funds and thus become the first person elected president since Richard Nixon solely on private dollars. And he was very good, charming, a gentleman from Alabama who knew a lot of people I knew in the political wars in that state. I think he'll do a pretty good job.
John, we're also hearing rumors about potential cabinet positions, including John Kerry as Secretary of State, possibly Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Administrator of the EPA, and maybe even Caroline Kennedy as Ambassador to the UN. What are you hearing about the validity of those and whether or not they'd be good choices?
Well, Caroline Kennedy, on the eve of Barack Obama's election, turned it down. On the other hand, while she's made it clear she won't go to Washington, she would have to stay in New York to be UN ambassador. I have to say the choice would probably be very dynamic. The whole world knows Carolyn Kennedy and has been seeing her since she was a child. It would make quite a mark on the United Nations if she came there. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a known environmentalist, someone who's passed up opportunities to run for office in New York, as his father did successfully, to devote his time to the environmental movement. As for John Kerry as Secretary of State, I would probably wager that his stock has gone up, and Richard Holbrooke, former U.N. ambassador under Bill Clinton, long considered the Secretary of State in waiting, has gone down. Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic, now on trial in The Hague, consistently offers as his defense the fact that Ambassador Holbrooke urged him to just disappear and that the world would not pursue him. Well, I don't know the validity of that, and I don't trust Karadzic, but it's not going to make Holbrooke's confirmation any easier, so I would bet on Kerry before Holbrooke.
Let's move to more of John Gissey's predictions. Here's what he said the breakdown in the U.S. Senate will be.
57-43, the same as it was when Bill Clinton took office and Republicans stopped more government control of health care.
John, you could be right on the button because the Democrats will have at least 57 seats. There are still a couple of races outstanding, and one of those, John, may be your most dynamic prediction of all. And most people assumed that Ted Stevens of Alaska was going to lose. He hasn't officially won yet, but you were one of the few who said this.
Ted Stevens wins again in a photo finish, convicted felony and all.
What did you see there, John? And what did you see in the overall Senate picture that led you to the pretty much the exact conclusion?
Well, as I've done for 29 years, Greg, I go through the states, state by state, look at every race, read the polls, talk to my contacts there. Sometimes, not often, I get it right. This is the first time, if everything holds up, that I'll have hit the nail on the head. As for Ted Stevens, the Washington Post said today that all final polls showed him going down by 4 to 7 percentage points. However, I felt that his strong showing in the debates with Democrat Mark Begich, as well as the fact that he addressed the voters and said he was not judged by a jury of his peers, and that Alaskans would not have reached the same verdict, struck a resonant chord. In the end, riding dog sleds, casting votes in igloos, the people that he has helped for 40 years stood by Ted Stevens, and he may have pulled off one of the great upsets of the year.
John, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we should point out your House predictions were nearly dead on as well. Thanks so much for your time.
Knowing, as Richard Nixon said, that winning is a lot more fun, getting predictions right is a lot more fun, and I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi, political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.